Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, the Scorpion and the Frog. The Turtle Man. I would be referring to GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, unloaded on the Tea Party, calling them juvenile, know-nothing dunderheads led around by the nose by the big-moneyed interests. In a sense, that's sort of like the pot calling the kettle black. That aptly sums up the standard operating procedure used by most mainstream Republican candidates to corral their potential voting bloc. Another area of similarity is the use of race in political campaigns by the GOP. The Tea Party wing of the GOP is just way more upfront about it. Racism has long played a central role in GOP election strategy, but no more so than with the rise of the Tea Party movement in 2010. But the similarities between these two groups within the Republican Party is not enough to delay the all but inevitable internecine war already underway between these two diametrically opposed wings of the GOP. The Senate Conservative Fund has the senior GOP senator and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky in their sights as McConnell embarks on his reelection efforts in the 2014 U.S. Senate race back in his home state of Kentucky. Tea Party gadfly Sarah Palin has also weighed in on the 2014 race, calling for McConnell's ouster. McConnell himself sponsored the very election of fellow Kentuckian and Tea Party acolyte himself, Rand Paul, to the U.S. Senate back in 2010. But now his noblesse oblige is being rewarded by that very same Tea Party, much the same way as befell the frog who ferried the scorpion across the river on his back. In this well-known fable, the frog said to the scorpion, "How do I know you won't sting me during the crossing?" And the scorpion said in reply that that would only cause us both to drown. Of course, halfway across the river, the spider stung the frog. And when the frog asked why, the scorpion replied, "I could not help myself. It is my nature." And they both sank into the water and drowned. This scenario will soon be played out in countless other congressional districts all across this country between now and November 2014. Conservative, moderate, GOP congressional office holders who had themselves lent a hand to fledgling Tea Party congressional candidates back in 2010 will themselves be stabbed in the back by that wing of the party. The Tea Party is the scorpion, and the GOP is the frog. GOP, take note. From the Tea Party's vantage point, your goose is cooked. Why? In our nature. Well, that concludes another broadcast from Rough Riders Radio today. I want to thank you all for listening. If you want to check out my other episodes, please check out my website, blogtalkradio.com. facebook.com/roughridersradio. Thank you. Now, as always, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.